All right, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into, well, a geopolitical hot potato. We're talking about a tiny dot on the map, the Chagos Islands, where the future of global power plays might just be decided. Imagine a place so critical to international security that it's got superpowers holding their breath. A place where geopolitics, shifting alliances, and contested sovereignty collide with the very real possibility of a technological revolution. So we're not just exploring a remote archipelago today. This deep dive is really a fascinating look at how artificial intelligence, AI, could fundamentally change decision-making. You know, at the highest levels of government and diplomacy, our mission really is to try and unravel a core problem that plagues, well, pretty much every major nation. How do we move beyond simply doing things what we often call outputs to actually achieving strategic results, getting those elusive outcomes?
It's a perfect storm, really. The Chagos Archipelago, with the strategically indispensable Diego Garcia right at its heart. It isn't just another island chain. It's a critical node, a literal hinge, you could say, in the Indian Ocean Security Network. Think of it as maybe a central nervous system for long-range operations, a commercial logistics hub, and an unmatched surveillance outpost across a vast and, frankly, increasingly contested ocean. But this huge strategic value, it's constantly shadowed by this deeply complex and contested history of sovereignty. The UK, you know, after decades of pressure, has signaled its intent to return the islands to Mauritius. Now, this isn't just a simple handover. Mauritius, in a separate but related development, has been actively deepening ties, economic and political, with China. So you have this situation that is simultaneously chaotic because of the uncertain sovereignty. Incredibly complex because of all these interwoven relationships, Mauritius, China, UK, US, even India. And immensely complicated when you think about the practicalities, you know, sustaining critical military operations under a changing political landscape. And yet amidst all this chaos, complexity, there's a need for day-to-day clarity. Just running a base of this magnitude, it's a real-world test case, isn't it, for how nations navigate these incredibly intricate challenges, and a prime example of where new tools, innovative tools, could truly make a difference.
So you've painted this picture, immense strategic importance wrapped in just layers and layers of diplomatic and historical complexity. It really does sound like a geopolitical Gordian knot. You know, maybe one that even Alexander the Great might have paused at before trying to cut. And the traditional approach, like you said, has been for governments to measure their efforts in outputs. Okay, we've done X number of diplomatic engagements, signed Y agreements, conducted Z patrols. It's like counting bricks, right? But I mean, laying a lot of bricks doesn't guarantee you're building the right house or even that the house will stand up. This is where that core problem really snaps into focus for me. Outputs don't automatically translate into outcomes. You can be incredibly busy churning out countless outputs and still completely fail to achieve your strategic objectives. And this is where it gets truly fascinating, because we're talking about potentially a fundamental shift in how nations might approach their most critical decisions.
Precisely. That critical gap is exactly that. Simply ticking boxes, counting actions. It's just insufficient. If we're talking national security, the real measure of success isn't just activity. It's whether strategic objectives are actually preserved, even advanced. Are we maintaining essential basing rights in a crucial region? That's an outcome. Are we effectively containing adversary influence without, you know, escalating tensions? Another outcome. Is regional stability actually being maintained? These are the outcomes that matter. The challenge historically has always been how to connect those daily actions, those outputs, to those big, overarching, long-term strategic results. And that's where we see artificial intelligence stepping in. Not, let me be really clear, not to replace human judgment, no, but as a profound force multiplier, something that fundamentally reshapes the decision-making landscape by bridging this very gap. It's about moving beyond just reacting, you know, to proactively shaping the future.
Yeah, that distinction, outputs versus outcomes. It's incredibly powerful when you think about it. Makes you realize how much effort might be, well, wasted without actually moving the needle where it counts. But okay, if we're going to talk about AI fundamentally changing diplomacy and defense, we need to understand how it actually does that. And maybe surprisingly, the blueprint for bridging this gap isn't hidden in some top secret government lab. It's already been battle tested, right? In the cutthroat boardrooms of global commerce. So let's peel back the layers on how AI is revolutionizing high-stakes business decisions, because those insights, I think, are strikingly relevant to our Chagos dilemma. What are some of the key applications we're seeing there?
You're absolutely right. The commercial world, for all its differences, it shares a fundamental need with defense and diplomacy. It's about making incredibly high-stakes decisions with, let's face it, imperfect information under immense pressure. And the AI applications proven invaluable there. They're directly transferable. Take negotiation preparation, for instance. Historically, this meant human teams sifting through, you know, past agreements, maybe psych profiles, intel reports. Today, AI doesn't just analyze counterpart positions and likely concessions. It can sift through decades, maybe a century, of diplomatic cables, economic treaties, cultural sensitivity reports. In minutes, it surfaces not just the obvious leverage points, but hidden vulnerabilities, unforeseen incentives for all parties involved. It can even simulate like 1,000 different future negotiations, predicting these nonlinear outcomes and giving you the optimal path forward. It's moving from intuition and experience to predictive mastery. That's a huge leap, a qualitative leap.
Wow. Okay. So beyond just prep.
Yeah. Then there's agreement review. Think about the hundreds of pages in a complex international basing agreement. Riddled with dense legal clauses, historical references, geopolitical implications. AI can ingest that, cross-reference it against global precedents, decades of international law, even obscure historical treaties, in seconds. It won't just flag potential legal pitfalls or sovereignty issues. It proactively suggests alternative wording. Wording that strengthens your position, mitigates risk, and speeds up the whole review process, from weeks or months down to hours.
That frees up so much human brain power for strategy.
Exactly, for the truly strategic thinking. Then we have scenario simulation. In business, that might mean stress testing supply chains against shocks or markets against recessions. In defense and diplomacy, it translates to simulating multiple complex strategic futures. Imagine an AI engine modeling scenarios, like what if Mauritius tilts decisively towards China or strengthens ties with India? It can test these futures against tons of variables, sanctions, climate change impacts, regional power shifts. It reveals cascading failures, potential black swan events, identifies critical tripwires that human analysts might just miss. So leaders can stress test their strategies, develop preemptive actions against even, you know, really improbable outcomes.
Okay, simulation is powerful. What else?
And of course, live data scanning. It's more than just monitoring. It's about multimodal fusion. Think about that. Imagine an AI system cross-referencing anomalies in satellite imagery, new construction near a port, maybe, cross-referencing that with sudden shifts in shipping patterns and subtle changes in diplomatic language picked up from news feeds, social media, using natural language processing. It's not just detecting events. It's spotting the faint whispers of a policy shift, a change in intent, a new threat, long before they become, you know, shouts on the evening news.
Giving you invaluable lead time.
Exactly. Invaluable lead time. And finally, AI excels at narrative explanation. Often when key indicators shift, human teams spend days trying to figure out why. AI can provide coherent narrative explanations, linking cause and effect almost instantly. It might connect a seemingly minor change in a country's UN voting to a recent foreign investment deal, or explain a dip in regional stability by pointing to specific legislation. In the commercial world, these capabilities mean faster deals, less risk, more resilient partnerships. And as you can hear, these patterns aren't just transferable. They're, I'd argue, essential for defense and diplomacy today.
It's incredible to think about that competitive edge in business, like having a crystal ball that's also an ace negotiator and a super meticulous lawyer all rolled into one. But now for the real test, right? Mm-hmm. Can these commercially battle-tested tools truly stand up to the, well, the labyrinthine challenges of international diplomacy and national security? Let's pivot back to the Chagos Islands. How could AI begin to untangle that specific Gordian knot? How would this technology actually manifest itself in that specific, highly sensitive context?
Right. In the Chagos situation, these capabilities become transformative. Let's start with basing terms and sovereignty risks. When negotiating future basing terms with Mauritius, AI could benchmark proposed agreements against, well, not just recent treaties, but decades of obscure historical precedents, international law. It could automatically flag potential sovereignty infringements, legal loopholes you might miss. It could simulate Mauritian government responses to different proposals, predicting their likely concessions or red lines. It could even generate counterproposals designed to preserve operational freedom while still respecting Mauritian aspirations.
So moving beyond just hoping for a good deal.
Just yes. Systematically engineering one, exactly. Yeah. Then there's allied alignment. The Chagos issue isn't just UK Mauritius, is it? It involves the US, India, other partners, all with slightly different priorities, sensitivities. AI could help align language across these allied governments, create a unified diplomatic front. It could identify common interests, highlight central friction points between allies, and even suggest nuanced messaging. Messaging that preserves operational freedom for the U.S. and U.K., accommodates Mauritian political realities and cultural sensitivities, and maybe garner support from India, helping find that really delicate diplomatic sweet spot.
That alignment piece is huge. What about looking ahead?
Critical. That's where future modeling comes in for Chagos. Imagine modeling not just one, but dozens of plausible futures for Mauritius. Scenarios where it tilts strategically towards China. Scenarios where it stays balanced. Futures where it faces internal instability. AI can run these geopolitical poker games, assign probabilities, identify critical inflection points, and recommend preemptive actions or diplomatic moves to steer outcomes in a favorable direction long before those futures become inevitable.
And spotting trouble early.
Yes, for early indicators. AI could integrate this incredibly diverse array of data streams, stuff no human team could possibly process in real time. We're talking everything from multispectral satellite imagery, port expansions, infrastructure projects, to shipping data, financial flows, diplomatic reporting, even open source intelligence, social media chatter. The system wouldn't just flag, say, more Chinese fishing vessels. It would correlate that with a sudden shift in Mauritian state media narratives or a subtle change in their UN voting, potentially detecting early signs of a policy shift or a foreign basing move months in advance. It's about predicting intent, not just observing activity.
Wow. But predicting intent.
And crucially, this lets us directly connect performance to effectiveness. Instead of just measuring the output, like the number of diplomatic meetings, AI can tie those directly to the outcome. Outcomes like sustained basing rights or a measurable reduction in an adversary's presence or influence. It provides a real-time feedback loop, shows leaders which actions are actually moving the strategic needle and which are just, well, busy work.
That's a lot to wrap your head around, from high-level strategy down to minute-by-minute data. It sounds like moving from, I don't know, a game of chess to some complex multiplayer real-time strategy game with thousands of pieces. So let's maybe walk through a hypothetical application, step by step. To really see how this might play out in a concrete decision cycle for a situation like Chagos, give us the play-by-play. How would it work?
Absolutely. Let's break it down. Maybe five actionable steps, demonstrating how AI integrates with human decision-making. Step one, data ingestion and briefing. Okay, imagine an AI-enabled negotiation cell, maybe in the UK Foreign Office or the US State Department. It ingests all relevant data, legal docs, treaties, political analyses, economic data, operational intel on Chagos. Within minutes, it produces this dynamic, comprehensive briefing. And it's not just a summary. It highlights high-risk clauses in any proposed deal, suggests fallback positions, quantifies trade-offs. It even flags unforeseen legal tangles or socioeconomic impacts from, say, a sovereignty transfer. It basically prepares the negotiators with unparalleled depth of insight really fast.
Okay, so step one is getting everyone on the same super informed page.
Right. Step two, geopolitical simulation. This is where the strategic foresight kicks in. You have a sophisticated simulation engine constantly updated with live global data. It runs thousands of geopolitical scenarios specific to Chagos, assigns probabilities, predicts maybe a 60% chance of Mauritius deepening ties with China under certain conditions. More importantly, it identifies specific triggers, a new aid package, a UN resolution, a change in leadership that could cause a shift in Mauritius's alignment. This lets decision makers visualize potential futures and understand the levers of influence.
Seeing the potential futures and what might cause them.
Got it.
Step three.
Step three. Live data monitoring and alerts. Now, picture live data agents continuously monitoring critical info streams. And this is way beyond simple news alerts. We're talking multispectral satellite imagery tracking maritime traffic, infrastructure near the islands, real-time analysis of financial flows for unusual investments, advanced NLP sifting through diplomatic cables, public statements, local social media for shifts in sentiment. These agents issue immediate contextualized alerts the moment patterns match known risk indicators. It's an incredible early warning system.
Detecting the first ripple, not just the breaking wave.
Exactly. Which leads to step four, narrative analysis. This is a game changer. When an alert comes in, AI moves beyond just reporting what happened. It provides a concise, coherent narrative explanation for why it happened. For example, if Mauritian UN voting patterns suddenly changed, the AI might link it directly to a recent, maybe previously overlooked, foreign investment deal from a specific power. It establishes cause and effect in a way that human analysts might take weeks to uncover, helping leaders grasp motivations, causal chains, critical for effective response.
Understanding the why behind the what makes sense. And the final step.
Step five, near real-time strategy adjustment. So with all this integrated information, the what, the why, the what if from the simulations, decision makers can adjust strategy rapidly, often in near real time. This isn't just reacting faster, it's making more informed, nuanced, precise adjustments, moving from a reactive posture to proactive adaptation, ensuring every diplomatic move, every military exercise, every policy statement is directly aligned with the desired strategic outcome, not just a response to events.
What's truly fascinating here isn't just the, you know, efficiency gains, though those are impressive. It's the sheer strategic payoff for embedding AI so deeply into the decision cycle. It sounds like it completely changes the nature of leadership itself in these situations.
It absolutely does. The strategic payoff is profound. It touches every level of national security. For leaders, it means compressing the time dramatically from detecting something critical to taking decisive action, often by orders of magnitude. It improves the quality, the effectiveness of negotiations, allows for more informed, assertive diplomacy grounded in data, not just gut feeling. And crucially, it helps ensure that every tactical move, every small action on the ground or in diplomacy aligns precisely with those overarching strategic objectives.
So no more wasted effort, hopefully.
Less wasted effort, more focused action. In the Chagos case, this could mean everything. It could mean preserving essential access to Diego Garcia for vital security operations, while simultaneously managing that delicate diplomatic relationship with Mauritius with unprecedented sensitivity, foresight. It means more effectively countering adversary influence in the Indian Ocean, not with brute force, but with surgical precision based on deep, real-time understanding. Ultimately, it's about achieving sustained critical outcomes, transforming international relations from reactive to strategically adaptive.
And there you have it, a deep dive into how artificial intelligence isn't just some futuristic sci-fi concept anymore. It's a powerful, commercially proven tool that seems ready to reshape high-stakes decision-making in the most geopolitically sensitive spots on Earth. The Chagos Islands, yeah, a seemingly small dot in the ocean, really serves as a vivid, compelling case study for this whole evolving landscape.
Indeed. The Chagos Islands dilemma is truly a test case, a crucible maybe for the future of AI and defense and diplomacy. The technology itself, it's ready, it's mature, it's proven out there in the commercial world. The important question this raises, really, for you listening and for leaders around the world, is whether we can adapt these proven practices, these mindsets, common in business, adapt them to the unique high-stakes demands of national security. And in doing so, can we move decisively from just performing outputs to achieving those sustained critical outcomes that truly shape our future?